has said, sorry, strong growth, which Adhira have mentioned, we expect them to start clawing back the ground they had lost on the fees. More importantly, that brings on a positive knock-on effect on Adhira Insurance, who's dependent almost 50-60% on Adhira. So we've seen those numbers also improve in this year. So that can give you an idea of what Adhira Finance is. Our cookie-cutter vanilla business in Dunamon, which is bancassurance, et cetera, are on the right track. So we hope to be able to garner that. I had mentioned we have some homework left in CASA. So sorry, in our cash management fees, and we will work on that aspect. You asked another question?
OpEx rationalization.
Yeah, I'll take it.
That's it.
It's always a difficult topic. I can talk to you about cost rationalization, but I can't talk on equal terms when I address the rest of our bank staff. Because ultimately, in a bank, the biggest cost base is in manpower cost. Clearly, there are opportunities, but we have to pace the way we rationalize our cost. First, I don't think we're on a burning platform like we used to be when SAM was our microfinance business was going downhill. Second, we've been juggling so many balls in the air, trying to re-engineer our processes, trying to fire up our new lending engine. And with MUFG coming in, there's a lot of work that we're doing in preparation for their bigger stake that will come in due course and so on. It's not that we don't undertake cost rationalization. We're just pacing it out. So are there opportunities? Clearly, there are. How many people do we have now? 34,000 people?
Yeah, overall, on a bank-wide basis, we have 34. But
34.
If you look at bank only, it's 14,000.
Yeah, and we used to come from 70, when I joined, 73,000. So we've come a long way. We clearly need to look at our branches. We have a big branch network. There's clearly areas that we can automate. We have so many opportunities that we line up to automate, but it's a question of time and the ability to get the right people to run the projects. So we just need a bit of time to pace it up. Yeah. Opportunities clearly there are. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. My name is Angga from Trimega. Thank you for your presentation. I have a couple of questions. First, would you like to share some guidance on loan growth and COC for 2018 and 19? And secondly, how much is the cost of Danamon's granular saving or Danamon lebih? How many percent? If you could share some details. Thank you very much.
We usually don't share our forward-looking numbers, but suffice to say at this stage, we expect to be able to maintain at least the growth which we are seeing, if not more. In fact, we are confident of doing much more, and if and when the MUFG gets approved, that will only add on to our advantage. So I would say the minimum would be what you're seeing now, if not better. That would be in terms of loan growth. In COC, we are reasonably confident looking forward. We don't see any surprises. As I said, quarters keep moving up and down. If you look at an annualized basis, it always moves in a range of 2.6 to 2.8. We don't expect any changes in that too. At least that's what we would say. So COC should also be stable.
Dani will take the question. Yeah.
On the Danamon Lebih is one of our core products in targeting the middle class segment of in the business. The cost of fund is quite low. It's around 1.25 to 1.5%, which include obviously acquisition gifts and so on. And it has been a source of stable funding, a very stable source of funding, and has been continuing to grow in the last this first half of the year.
Thank you.
Hi, Pat. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Timothy from SME. I have two questions on SME. The first one is SME is growing very rapidly, about 14%. I think earlier this year you mentioned that the range of the loan growth would be 10 to 12%. Obviously, you're growing beyond that now. What is your outlook on the SME loan growth in going to the second half? And related to that, Paolo mentioned briefly that there's a slight uptick in the NPL of the SME segment. Does this change the way you view your loan growth outlook for this segment in the second half? And can we get some color on the NPL uptick for the SME segment in the second quarter? Thank you.
SME, we expect to maintain the loan growth we have seen. The reasons being, as I've said earlier, that's clearly our target segment. It's not the loan which is what attracts us. That's only the hook to a customer. Once we attract the loan customer, the amount of cross-sell we have seen in SME especially is immense. So we can sell them all our CASA products, and they are individuals, so every kind of wealth product. So they become very sticky customers as far as we are concerned. So our focus on SME will continue in terms of percentage. We expect a similar percentage growth to happen. On NPL, as I mentioned earlier, we saw some uptick, and it's not across the portfolio. It was in very specific geographies, and my colleague Dadi will explain what he has done ever since to figure that out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like what Paolo mentioned, the uptick in NPL in SME actually comes only from certain geographies, selected geographies. So it's not like within the whole province, you know, but certain areas within a couple of provinces, basically. So what we have done is basically we have tightened up underwriting parameters in those selected areas, and we have also ramped up remedial or collection efforts. So we have introduced more analytics on the remedial side, on the collection side. So in order to enable the collectors to actually work more efficiently, and we are confident that we should be able to manage these the NPL issues, you know, going forward.
If I may just add. Pa Dadi is our chief credit officer, and the department we set up only a year and a half, 2 years ago. Prior to that, very many years, the lending aspects and the disbursements and acquisitions used to be housed in the business itself. So the very fact that the approval authorities and the underwriters and collectors are all based under the independent chief credit officer functions, it gives us a lot of confidence in the credit quality that we approve today. And nevertheless, we've got a department which does analytics from the business side, risk side, as well as credit side. So they are able to highlight early warning indicators well before anything else. So I think that has helped Padadi to cope with some of these things. And he's identified it's only in certain regions, and they've taken action. So I think having an independent CCO function has immensely helped us in the bank.
I think perhaps on the offline or on a separate session, you can ask Alu about the analytics team we've invested in over the last 2 years. Not easy to build, but I think we built a very credible team, not just for risk analytics, but also business analytics.
Yeah, we have room for one more question.
Thanks. Just one very small question. How do you see mortgages as a product? It's been something you've been growing, but it's immensely competitive. But I presume you have an angle around stickiness or cross-sell and so on and so forth, because I can't imagine the pure margin alone is justification enough. Thank you.
We believe that mortgage is a very critical product in for a customer segment that we are tapping, which is a middle class, emerging affluent, and affluent segment. The lifespan of a mortgage, a customer with mortgage, is usually around minimum eight years. And what we have seen is in the mortgage segment, or the customer that having a mortgage, we have been very successful in deepening our relationship with our customer. So their product holding is around 4.5. So about they own multiple products of our businesses, from CASA, investment, insurance. So if you look at in terms of profitability, their segment actually, if you look at the total consumer or the customer itself, at the totality has a very high profitability compared to a customer that comes in a standalone deposit customer or a standalone credit card or a standalone privileged customer. So it has one of the highest profitability in terms of the customer.
Thank you, Budani.
I think if you look at our general insurance numbers as well as our bank assurance numbers, our tie-up with Manulife, the trend is positive. Part of it is due to the mortgage product that we have. The same applies to the shophouse financing that we provide under the SME portfolio. The minute they sign up for the financing, they have to take up the insurance. Of course, they have a choice, but easily 60 to 65% of the people who sign up for shophouse insurance take up insurance with Hadira Insurance. Plus, we ask them for minimum number of installments to be in their current account in order to that they get a fixed rate for us, and so on and so forth. So mortgage often is a lead product. Now, some banks think mortgage as a product without all these fringes don't make money. They don't do mortgages. I think that's a mistake. Yeah.
Thank you, Pashala. With that, we will end the session. Some of us will probably stick around to answer a few questions. Thank you.